British Prime Minister Tony Blair Wednesday defended U.S. and British plans for how to manage Iraqi oil sales, which are contained in the new U.N. Security Council draft resolution on Iraq. Facing critics in Parliament who say the United Nations should take the lead role in managing Iraq's vast oil wealth until a new government is in place, Mr. Blair rejected claims that Washington and London would wield too much power if the current draft resolution regarding the administration of oil revenues is passed.
They should go into an independent fund with an advisory international board that will have the UN representative on it, representatives of the IMF and the World Bank, and that that development fund money should be used exclusively for the people of Iraq. The idea in those circumstances, it means that the US and the British are getting their hands on Iraqi oil, is completely fatuous.
That's clearly not enough for some British politicians. On Monday, for instance, Mr. Blair's Overseas Development Secretary resigned over the issue of how to manage post-war Iraq. The former minister, Claire Short, said the UN role would simply not be large enough. But the Prime Minister believes the Security Council draft resolution is a workable compromise.
It provides for a vital role for the UN, but a vital role not in the sense of the UN governing the coalition or the coalition governing the UN, but the two working in partnership together.
Prime Minister Blair is under increasing criticism by British politicians, including some in his own Labour Party, who say he follows U.S. policy on Iraq too closely and should pay more attention to British and European views. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.